environment. It's family weekend down there. Great crowd. And it's always tough for us. We haven't won much down there. I'm not sure if we've won before down there, but it was a big win for us. And in that game, there were about it was pretty evenly matched. Two teams pretty evenly matched. They got a good team, but we had turned the ball over late in the first quarter, and after the turnover, a couple plays later, we got a pick six on it, and that was huge right there. Kind of a momentum swing to get that one. And then we scored right before the half to make it 20-7. And then we scored the first drive of the third quarter to make it 27-7. And then we just hung on from there the rest of the way. We tried to get him on the ground, survive. We got a big sack fumble, with almost 6 minutes to go in the game, and it's a two-score game, and we get the sack fumble, and then our offense keeps the ball the rest of the time there. So, there was, for the most part, pretty evenly matched game. I mean, just to come out of that thing with a win down there was huge for us. So, but it was tough.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Coach Huseman, you had some inexperienced fellows playing due to injuries, particularly on defense. And I wonder if you might talk about that group and how they helped you pull through.
It was tough. We've got a bunch of people down right now, and Jamar Hodges, I'll start with him. He was huge. He hadn't played, and he's on the scout team most of the time, and we've lost now three defensive ends, and so Jamar came in, and we got an interception. He got in the guy's face and forced an errant throw. Got an interception there. He got the sack fumble, got another half sack. Really pleased with where he was. We had to move D'Angelo Stocker to nickel. This was his first time doing it. He made some plays out there. We're really depth wise, we're pretty limited all the way across the board defensively. We actually played Braxton Lassiter a few plays, a true freshman down there at defensive tackle when TJ went down, TJ Baldwin went down. So, we're pretty thin right now. But we feel like we've got just, Jamar stepping up was huge, no question about that.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking, you meet Vincent Saturday, obviously, and you meet Mike London later in the year. Is it difficult to meet teams whose head coaches are colleagues of yours from past staffs? Thank you.
I don't think about it that way. I've worked with Mike. I've worked with Vince. Both excellent coaches. They've always done a good job. And when I worked with them, I was very impressed with them. Charles Bankins is on the staff there too, and I think he's an incredible coach. So it's they're good coaches, no question about that. But I think we, as time goes on, you do so many different things. And they do different things as you move forward offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference.
Thank you.
Russ, you're talking about the young defenders who stepped up, and another guy was CJ Frazier, the nine tackles, picked off a pass, forced a fumble. Just talk about his afternoon, what he brings to your defense.
Yeah, he's been starting for us the last few games. Redshirt freshman. He's got a lot of athletic ability, and he's made plays. He makes his share of mistakes too, just like any young guy does. But it didn't come back to haunt us at all. But he did make plays. He got a forced fumble. He got a sack, the interception, bunch of tackles. So pleased with CJ, and we just think he's going to get better and better as the more reps that he gets. But he does have to eliminate some of the things that could hurt you down the road there. But proud of him, and glad he got that honor this week.
Question for you from Sean Robertson. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, offensively, your last 2 weeks, you guys, I think, have racked up nearly 950 yards. of total offense? I know it's been a collective unit, but can you pinpoint a part on that offense that has really, been a difference maker for you guys the last 2 weeks?
Well, we've run the ball really well, Sean, and I think that's what that opens up some stuff in the throw game. No question about that. Our backs have run really well and hard. Our offensive linemen are finding, they're getting them some creases in there. The thing that you don't talk about, always is the tight end and Matt Robert and Sean Clark have both done a really good job in the run game for us, setting edges. So, it does start with the run game, and if you can run it, it does open up some things in the pass game, and we'll continue that approach moving forward.
I could follow up with Palmer Smith. Has he done anything in this stretch that maybe even surprised you before his before he came to Richmond? Like when you started recruiting him to come here, the things he's done now, has that surprised you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he did a nice job at Wagner. He's a good player there, and that's why we recruited him. But I think he's playing way better right now at this level of his game that he did last year at Wagner. He is breaking tackles. He's moving forward. He's got good pad level. He runs his feet on contact. He doesn't get. I think he had one minus 1 yard negative play. And I think the week prior, he didn't have any. So he's getting positive yardage as he goes. Really, really proud of him. He hangs on to the football. He runs hard and he breaks tackles. So he has been a huge, huge, huge surprise for us this year.
Thanks, Coach.
Got a follow-up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Huseman, you began the season intending to redshirt Cam Coleman. I wonder if, as the line of demarcation approaches here, have you changed your plan in that area? Thank you.
We don't know yet. He's still got one more to reach the 4 game limit. Whether we have to make the decision this week or not, I'm not sure. He's playing good. I mean, he's doing a nice job for us, and he's a really good player. We knew he's a good player. But we'll kind of figure that out as this week progresses here. And then after this week, we'll kind of figure out what we want to do as we communicate with him and Kyle and Jacob and Winston and kind of figure out the direction we want to go here.
Thank you.
You got a follow-up from Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Rob. A quick follow-up, Coach. The bye week comes up after this game against A&T. What do you want to emphasize to your group this week in preparation for A&T with the bye week coming up?
Well, the bye week doesn't mean anything right now. It has nothing to do with playing A&T this week. I told our guys last night in the team meeting, if we don't prepare, we don't practice, if we don't execute, we'll get beat. We have to put everything humanly possible into this. We got to find some depth this week for sure. And that's all that matters. And all we got to do is fight and play as hard and as good as we can on Saturday. And then when Sunday rolls around, we'll catch our breath and then kind of figure out what we need to do at that point in time. But our whole focus is on A&T. They gave us fits last year now. I mean, there's no question about that. Especially, we get two pick sixes and a block punt, but defensively, they whooped us. I mean, they whooped us, and they were really good on defense, and we understand that they can play, and they'll be ready to go. Vince will have them ready to go.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, Rob, thank you.
All right, thank you. Once again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here this afternoon, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. For now, pleased to be joined on the call.